The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with his saliva, and smeared the clay on his eyes, and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means send. So he went and washed, and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is," but others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such things?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight, until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age, he can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age, question him." So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see. So they said to him, What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I told you already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too? They ridiculed him and said, You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from. The man answered and said to them, This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from. Yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything. They answered and said to him, You were born totally in sin, and are you trying to teach us? Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, Do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered and said, Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? Jesus said to him, You have seen him. The one speaking with you is he. He said, I do believe, Lord. And he worshipped him. Then Jesus said, I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind. Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, Surely we are not also blind, are we? Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, We see. So your sin remains. The Gospel of the Lord.
I'm told we have an exposition of Eucharistic miracles in the parish hall. So after the Mass today, we really encourage everyone to go over next door, just through the partition here or around the corner into the parish hall to see the exhibit. I think Father Vito will say some more about that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today's Gospel from St. John the Evangelist, we hear about the man born blind. A man born blind is born in darkness, never seeing the face of his mother or his father, never seeing the sun rise or the stars bright over the desert in the sky. And in the long darkness of his life, this man dreamed of one thing, one thing. The man born blind longed to see the light. But as the boy grew up and became a man, his hope began to fade. He heard the whispers that people were saying, you know, that he or his parents were sinners, that God must have made him blind as a punishment for his sins or his parents. And his longing for the light turned into a cold resignation. He would never see the light. His desires would never be realized. But then one day we hear Jesus was passing by, and the blind man heard their conversation, you know, at a distance as they approached. somebody asked the familiar question, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Maybe the blind man turned his face away. He'd heard it all so many times before. But then, something new, an answer he'd never heard before, spoken with a strange new power and authority. "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. This man was born blind so that the works of God might be made visible through him." Jesus Christ comes forth from the Father as the true light of the world, light from light, true God from true God, to save all those who dwell in darkness, all those born in the shadow of death. And this man born blind is each and every one of us. We were all born in darkness. Spiritual blindness is our inheritance from our first parents, Adam and Eve, who chose to turn away from God, their light, and let the darkness take their hearts. So we too are born in darkness. And in addition to that original darkness, as if that's not enough, the darkness in our lives is also the result of our own personal sins, our own choices to turn away from God like they did, our own resignation to live a lukewarm life apart from him. So as he did with the man born blind, Jesus heals and saves us by stages. First, Jesus comes and meets us in our darkness to speak a word of truth. And his word to us is a call to repentance. "Awake, O sleeper, wake up, arise from the dead." But his word is also a promise of hope. "Live as children of the light, and I will give you light." Next, Jesus reaches out and touches the blind man's eyes. And Jesus touches us too in the sacraments of the church. First of all, in baptism. On the day he was baptized, Jesus plunged into the waters of the Jordan River and filled their depths with light, like a beam of the sun piercing down to the deepest depths, filling all the waters of the earth with light. He gave water the power to enlighten us, healing the darkness of our souls and bodies and uniting us to him. And so we hear in the gospel, after Jesus speaks to the blind man, he anoints his eyes, and then he sends the blind man to bathe in the pool of Siloam. And the man is amazed what happened. He says it again and again, "I went there and washed, and now I can see." Jesus speaks to us. He touches us. He baptizes and he heals us. But dear friends, like the man born blind, our repentance, our baptism in Christ, even the healing of our souls is only the beginning of a much longer story. For Jesus comes into the world and into each one of our lives, not just to get us to clean up our act, not even just to heal us of our diseases, but to unite us to himself. We are made to be joined to God. Like a man and a woman are joined in marriage and become one flesh, we too are made to be one flesh, one spirit with God. And so St. Paul says, "You were once darkness." We were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. See, we're made not just to see the light or receive the light, but to become the light. And so the man born blind, having been healed and united to God, can now say simply, yet so profoundly, "I am." This name, "I am," ego e mi, the very name of God himself. When Moses asks God his name, this is what God says, "I am." Jesus, 7 times in the gospel, says, "I am." And today, the man born blind, too, says, "I am." What a great and glorious mystery. The name of God can be spoken in truth by a man, "I am," because he is one with God. And so today, as we receive the body, blood, soul, and divine light of Jesus Christ, once again in Holy Communion, cry out with longing for that light which enlightens every man, conquers all darkness, and fills the heavy heart with hope and joy. Repent of the fruitless works of darkness and ask for the grace to live today in union with that light which fills our souls. As our light shines before the world, we will face opposition, rejection, envy, ridicule. But the more we become one with the light, it will burn up in us like a fire that the darkness of the world cannot overcome. And on the last day, we who were born in darkness, who have become light in the Lord, will be radiant with him in the glory of his Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.